BJ and Jay.
Let me explain here. There's a story this morning, and I kind of feel bad for this lady because
that's
we've
funny because I actually felt sorry for her too, because it tells me that she might not have enough money.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I felt sorry for her.
Well, the story goes on to say, well, first of all, let's do the story. The story is this lady, and hang on one second. This lady, she goes to Disney, and I guess she's done this before. She's got a couple of kids, and the kids are, it looks like they're like 8, 9 years old, or 6, 7 years old.
I would say
something
5 and
like
6,
that.
Yeah.
And you get in free if you're under 3. 3 and under, right?
And how old were they, 5 and 6?
They look like it.
They don't say.
Oh, okay.
They just say they look older, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She tries to sneak them in saying they're 3 years old. Disney pops her and she gets arrested. But they say
in front of the kids.
They say, here's the kids, by the way. Let me play you this real quick. God. That's all the audio that we have.
Aww.
This is the kids because mom got popped and she's in handcuffs right now.
Disneyland is not the happiest place on earth.
The kids are all traumatic.
Well, yeah. I mean, if your mom gets arrested at Disneyland,
I can't even imagine.
You can never go back.
The Mickey Mouse
like,
cops.
Happen. Yeah, like you have PTSD for life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, so she tries to sneak the kids in, and they're over the age of 3, but she's trying to pass them. The cops come in and say, look, lady, you've tried this before. We busted you. You got to stop. And she got confrontational, so they arrested her. They arrested her on the spot. Now, when I saw the story, I thought, who's not done this? We've all done this.
Well, or I can't believe she doesn't have little snitches for kids, because I think boarding was like 3 and under. And I remember my kid looking at the lady taking our ticket and he goes, I'm 4.
Yeah. Shut up.
You're right. They'll bust you. I literally remember the last time we pulled this little trick was out at the Gaylord Hotel.
Ah.
Lisa and
way
I,
to say that.
We went out to the Gaylord.
To our advertiser.
I did. I went to the Gaylord. We went to the ice sculptures that you do out there every year, right?
And everything that they have out there, like every show, every little activity you can do, cookies with Santa, and all, it gets expensive.
It does. And
if
we
you have
going,
like a big family.
We were going into the they had a Cirque Soleil show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That's the one that we got for
I said
August.
I was 3 and under.
Right. Frog was 5 and the limit was 3, and we were able to pull it off. So
I think the worst thing that you guys have coming up, I mean, not even kidding, is trying to lie about their height on water slides, because it is devastating when they can't go on the big boy water slide.
It's hard to lie about that, though.
Well,
they
I know
have that little marker.
I understand, but you have to like kind of go, you know, like tell them to like kind of push up a little bit on
their toes a little bit.
Yeah, and then you kind of wave at the guy and it's like, oh yeah, he made it, and try to get him through.
Just
it's a lot of work, and you're sweating your balls off. You're like, my God, yeah, he's tall enough. And then when they stand up, and some of them are really rude.
Right.
Like they're literally a hair before they can go on it, you know. And I know it's for their own safety, but anyway, he's like this much. But there's some, you know, jerk teenagers like, sorry, they have to be right at the line. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then my kids crying. Oh, why can't I go?
Full-blown meltdown.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy. We're never coming back here again.
That is traumatic, actually.
It's horrible. At Atlantis, there's so many water slides that you have to, you know, they measure you for. And again, I know it's for their safety, but literally missed it by this much.
Yeah.
And then the next year, I took him and his buddy. I took them both to Atlantis, and his buddy's short, like Carson Short.
Yeah. Oh, why you gotta say that, man?
Well, I just know that this probably is bringing back some bad memories where all your buddies got to get on the water slide, you know, like when they're in college and you didn't.
Yeah. It happens. Vertically challenged. I've come to accept
it. It just seems mean.
But that one is so easy to bust, though. I mean, you either reach the limit or you don't.
I know, but think about in college. You can't go on the water slide.
No, I get it.
Yeah, you don't want to be that
guy. I get what you're saying
with
there.
With your buddies, and they're all right. Like, here, hold our stuff.
Hey, hold my beer. Can you carry this down for me?
I would say that it's safe to say there's not a parent out there that's not used this age thing to their advantage at some point.
The other ones that you're going to run into is when they have to start taking off their shoes. That's a bad day.
What do you mean?
I guess at the airport for screening.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because now they have to take off their shoes. They're kids.
You got to wrangle them.
Yeah, you got to find the shoes, the whole thing. And then the other one is when they can order off the kids' menu, but they don't like anything and they want to eat off the adult menu. And you're like, it's $2.99 for a quesadilla.
And they only have one spoonful of whatever they get.
Yeah, and they're like, I want to eat off the adult menu. No! So annoying.
Just not worth it.
It's really not. You're a smart man, Chanel.
Way overrated, man. Way overrated.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.